You are now tuned in to Heat Check with Ty Slatter and Antonio Turner, right here on GTA Sports Network. Follow GTA Heat Check on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, GTA Sports Network, and check out GTASportsNet.com for all things basketball. Hello, everyone. It's Ty Slatter.
Antonio Turner.
Welcome to another edition of GTA Heat Check, brought to you by GTA Sports Network. Make sure you follow GTA Sports Network on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Subscribe to your channel, GTA Sports. Don't forget GTASportsNet.com for all things in the world of sports. And I know you're thinking, why you got these shades on? I'm going to tell you why I got these shades on. It's payday.
Show me the money.
Cha-ching! Yeah, y'all watch Jerry Maguire. For those of y'all old enough to remember, show me the money.
Show me the money. I ain't loud enough. Screaming.
Show me the money! Now, we're going to get right into it. One of my favorite players growing up, when I first really started watching basketball, was John Wall. All right. I know y'all ain't hear me talk much about him because really, let's be honest, what has he done in the last 2 years? Played 40 games the first year in Houston. They sat him the rest of the season just so he didn't get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Then they didn't play him at all last season.
Right.
So he wouldn't get hurt. Couldn't trade him. Didn't nobody want to pick up the contract. It was about 46, 47 million. About the same as what Russ just got paid. We'll get to him a little later.
Mm-hmm.
Lakers always end up in the news somehow. Some kind of way. Laker Nation. We'll get to y'all in a minute. We'll get to y'all in a minute. But, so I was just informed by Antonio Turner here, who, you know, when we don't see him working, doing his thing, he's always researching and pulling up numbers and stuff.
Awesome.
So, you want to go ahead? I'm going to let you, this show scoop.
I mean, but
it's my guy, but.
John Wall's contract 47, right?
All right, right. Break that.
Buyout.
Okay. All right.
I'll take $6.5 million off you guys. Except, thanks for that.
So you're going to pay him 40, 41 mil?
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
We're going to the Clippers, though.
And what he signed for?
What's the veteran max extension?
I think it's 6.3.
Yeah, I'll take that. So I'm just doing my contract back.
So he just got his money back. And got to a new team that can win.
And got to a better team.
So the Los Angeles Clippers, not the Lakers. We'll get to y'all in a minute. Let the Clippers have a moment. Let the team down the hall get their moment.
It's amazing.
This is a win.
It's a win.
Do you realize they didn't have to give up nothing to get John Wall?
And he's coming off the bench at first.
You still got Reggie Jackson.
That's what I'm saying. John Wall comes off the bench because he ain't played in 2 years.
You still got Reggie Jackson.
So John Wall's going to be the
– averaging 15, 5, and 7 off the bench.
So early prediction, John Wall's probably your sixth man of the year. If he playing.
Damn. You calling that? He in the running for it.
He already in the running for it.
Wow. Wow.
Only reason he might not get it if I got to start him. Because I love Reggie, but sometimes
John Wall might come off the bench.
Yeah, exactly.
Might start.
I mean, I'm giving –
or at least get started minutes off the bench.
Half year, John Wall comes off the bench.
Okay, so –
my all-star break, I'm going to decide.
Fun fact for you guys. I want to give this black man his flowers while he can smell them. Rich Paul, Clutch Sports.
For real.
Who organized this deal. He's had some wins and losses as an agent. All agents do.
Yeah, more
wins. He has more wins than losses.
Yeah,
the reason why I said it is because Noel's Noel situation. You know?
Yeah, that was a little dicey.
You don't win them all.
Yeah.
But in this particular, the Ben Simmons deal was still the jury's still out.
Yeah.
The jury's still out now. It's a win for Ben. It ain't really a win for the team that got him.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, Clutch Sports made that happen. You freed John Wall from the Rockets. And this is no shot at the Rockets. The Rockets have a great future.
Oh, absolutely. They got a pace. Oh, my.
John Wall just don't fit that time. Like, the Rockets are going to be a problem.
Oh, my God.
But the way you feel about the Rockets is how I feel about the Pistons.
Yeah, oh, my God.
The fact that they got Jabari, man. I think the Rockets got Jabari.
Smith. With Jalen Green. Oh,
but see, the Pistons got Jaden Ivey and Jalen Duren from the Hornets.
They did.
Hornets goofy. They gifted the 13th pick. It went to the Knicks.
The Pistons. The good thing about the Pistons, they're East.
They're going to win.
Like the bottom of the East is like a.
Cause think about it, if you had to choose between the Magic, which is good, I'm not knocking it. Cause Paolo Banchero gonna be nice with Cole Anthony. Yeah. That's gonna be good. Markel coming back from the ACL injury, they're gonna be clean. But if I had to, you choose between
Orlando
team over the Pistons. We talking. Kay Cunningham, Killian Hayes, Isaiah Stewart,
yeah.
Jay Nivey,
yeah.
Jalen Duren at center.
Yeah.
Detroit you still got Marvin Bagley.
Yeah, Detroit's
in and Josh Jackson.
Yeah, Detroit's still in the better than Orlando. Yeah,
dude, and they still got your boy Kelly Olynyk up there. They ain't moved him yet, dude. You got some veterans with a coach, Dwayne Casey, coach of the year.
So yeah,
Detroit. Hey man, Detroit will mess around and go to the play-in.
You said next season.
They could do it. They could do it within the next year or two.
I don't think they're gonna do it this upcoming season.
They can make a push. Yeah. They can make a push.
They can.
Because they're in the East.
Yeah, they can make a push.
The bottom of the
East. They're gonna be bigger than Orlando.
They're gonna be better than Orlando this year.
I'll give you that.
They're gonna win more than 25 games. They win like 25 games, like 23 games last year.
Detroit right now, I'll go about 25 maybe.
25 what?
About 25 to 27 minutes.
They won like 23 last year.
Yeah, so I can see them going up a little bit. 5 to 6 games better. Pushing 30.
The fact that the Hornets got Steve Clifford back. Y'all, you thought I was asleep on that? We in the East. I'm going to address this. I made a whole 30-minute ISO mode about that one.
That's the one I just did.
I had to do it. When I seen – help me understand something. No. Hold on. Help me understand. Help me understand this. We go from Kenny Atkinson, a champion. A proven developer.
I was going to give this man his flowers.
I thought he made Joe D'Lo an all-star. 1 year.
He did.
Breakout year at that. Averaging 23 points per game. Got the 6th seed Nets. Mm-hmm. With Nets at the bottom of the East at that time.
Yeah, because that's when we had that time. King X and going to that. Then right after that.
We got KD and Kyrie and he fired him.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes to Golden State. Gets a ring. Realizes, you know what?
I thought the best option, they still didn't want the best option.
We don't get to that.
I know.
We don't get to that. I'm going down the list. The chain of events that transpired in like a matter of a week. It was all good just a week.
Really?
It was all good just a week.
So
Kenny was pretty much verbally agreed, hadn't signed them, but it was verbally agreed for a year, 20 mil. I'm like, cool.
Well, listen,
at that time, I was telling you my prediction was right. Y'all heard the episode. I said, I called it. I said, Kenny is the right guy for the team. Melo's going to improve. The team is going to get better. They're going to elevate. They're going to go to the playoffs. They're going to the playoffs. Then he pivots and says, I like it here. Steve Kerr probably pulled him aside. Kenny, check this out, bro. Don't go to Charlotte. I'm going to tell you why. They're unraveling right before our eyes. Look at us.
Yes, I get you. Right.
He said, Mike Brown was next in line to get my spot. He took the job in Sacramento. He took the money. You're next in line. You're the head assistant coach. You are next.
And if that don't work, we get somewhere very.
That's what I was saying. And me, shout out to Bob. We addressed it too. He agreed to it. Yeah. He said, think about it. You at a position, you just won an NBA title with the Warriors. You can turn down jobs now. Because other teams are going to call. You're still next up in the list.
Playoffs next year.
Yeah. Warriors definitely want to play
playoffs.
Exactly. Right. So you're going to get calls because you're next in line. You're in that hierarchy of rotation of coaches.
Yeah, but
Kenny Atkins is next in line.
Oh, absolutely. Then you thought, when that didn't work,
we got the Wolves bomb. He said, Mike D'Antoni's going into the office to talk to Jordan about the job. He was the runner-up to Kenny. So I said, okay, so Tom was right. All right, cool. Melo gets MVP.
The team still
goes to the playoffs because D'Antoni is a playoff coach.
Absolutely.
He's been to the Western Conference Finals, twice?
Exactly.
He went with the Suns a couple times to the Western Conference Finals.
He missed the playoffs like once or twice.
Missed the playoffs. Never won a chip, but he at least gets you close. He gets you deep.
And if you try the first round.
A deep playoff run. I'm like, all right, cool. That's cool. Yeah. I'll take it. The report never came out as to why. All I know is I woke up that like a couple mornings later and I see Steve Clifford.
I got a good reason why.
I told you why. He can afford him.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Yeah, he's probably more. He's a high-end coach. So you got to pay me high-end money.
Small market team.
Yeah.
And they overpaid Terry Rozier. They overpaid Gordon Hayward. They can't afford Miles Bridges. I ain't got to that yet.
Word.
That dropped last night while I was editing the video.
Because they got hold you for what's
for Melo. Yeah. So the report, I knew something was wrong when they didn't announce why they didn't go with Mike. I just made my own conclusion on that.
That's not about right though.
They can't afford him.
Yeah, that's not about right.
So they took the cheaper coach. They basically pulled the Lakers. Remember what happened when Jason Kidd was supposed to get the job? Yeah. He got the money in Dallas, and they was like, "Well, I guess we can call Frank Vogel." Because they lowballed Ty Lue. They ain't want
to
pay him.
They're trying to. They wanted the hometown discount.
Right. I'm not going. I need a five-year deal.
Yeah, exactly.
F for three. I need a five.
Exactly.
And took the Clipper job. Now, what was you about to say?
You thought they should get Terrence Stotts.
That was my last shot. I'm throwing in the dark at the dome. Give me somebody. I said, call Quinn. Right. Somebody get Quinn Snyder's number. If y'all can't get Terry Stotts on the line, call Quinn.
Somebody, anybody, and
somehow, some way, in the midst of all of this chaos, MJ does the unthinkable.
Let's go to what we know. Who we know.
He rehires a man he fired. Can I break down?
It was like 3 years ago.
Can I break down why I'm so frustrated with this? Steve Clifford's record. You ready?
Hold on.
Less.
Let me break
this down for y'all. James Borrego was a 447. Under 500. Steve Clifford's a 458. You want to know where Mike D'Antoni is? Just for GP, you want me to let you know where Mike D'Antoni is? A 560.
I was about to say, I'm thinking 60%.
560.
Yeah, I know he's over five. I know that. Yeah.
So that's
around that same
now, time. I didn't check stats. I didn't pull up stats. He's been to the playoffs, what, 8 years straight?
Yeah, they went every year.
So it went deep a couple times. So, Kenny, now to his credit, though, Kenny Atkins is only at 383. Definitely because he only missed the playoffs that 1 year.
Yeah.
And they got swept. It was They went 1-4.
And as we developed all the players, they all
left. 4-1. Exactly. Yeah, so I understood to a degree if they did it based on that, but I know he reneged and just decided to stay, which looks good on his resume because now they're gonna update that.
And Loki looks smart. It looks Josh McDaniels.
Basically. I'm gonna stay.
Yeah, exactly.
Stay.
That's basically what it looks like.
But if you're in a position of winning culture,
yeah, you could do that when you're a winner.
And Steve Kerr said, when Steph decides to step down, I'm pretty much going to retire.
Yeah, Steph got what? Steph 34.
At best, 3-4 years.
Yeah, 3.
So in the next 3-4 years, if you stay and do another deal as an assistant head coach, I mean, Kerr can step down and just pass towards you. And look at who he has. Look at the Arsenal. If they resign, Gary Payton II, James Wiseman, Jonathan Kuminga, Moses Moody, Jordan Poole. You're starting off with a damn good starting five.
If I keep playing, I'm still going to have Clay.
You're still going to have possibly Clay and Steph if they're around. But if not, you still got,
Clay's
a little younger.
Yeah,
so he might still be there.
Yeah,
Draymond will be gone. But, you still got a young core to start with. So, I mean, the rebuild and transition is going to be smooth for y'all.
Oh, absolutely.
Because of how y'all drafted so well.
Oh, man, that's funny.
So, Steve Clifford, again, let me see how quickly I change subjects because I don't want to talk about this man.
Well, how long is his contract?
I think he took the 4-year deal, the one they offered Kenny, the 4-year, $20 million.
LaMelo, go.
Yeah. Miles is too.
Is he going to help LaMelo?
No.
Develop?
No.
Is LaMelo going to listen to him?
No. That's my whole point. Why did you rehire a man you fired?
That 3 years ago, right?
Because he went to Orlando.
Yeah, he went to Orlando.
Because he got fired, Bo got fired, and then he went down to Bo's job.
Yeah.
Now, so y'all want to know why his record is a 458, which is a very little improvement. It's a lateral move. You could have kept James Borrego and got the same numbers.
It was under 500 making the playoffs at the 8th seed.
Right. And you want to know how many appearances he made to the playoffs with Kemba Walker when he was at the first go-round?
Once.
2 out of 5.
Okay.
Out of the 5 years he coached the first time around, he only made the playoffs twice.
He made it twice with Orlando, but it was 18 and got smacked.
I thought he made it 3 times.
They make it 3? Okay, they made 3.
So I give him 5 appearances in the last, 8 years?
Okay.
Okay, but he sat out a year, I think. So
yeah, okay, so he went 3 times.
In 8 years, you went 5 times, but with 2 different teams. But exactly. You didn't win.
Orlando,
you
got swept. And
each time to win, he got swept. So
Orlando was like 10 games on the 500 one in years, too.
And still made it.
Yeah.
That's how weak the East was at that time.
Exactly.
Now, the problem I have also is Steve Clifford's not proven. And if you ask me, well, how is he not proven? When he made the playoffs, there was no play-in.
Yeah.
So now you went from a James Borrego who couldn't get you out of the play-in tournament to a coach that's never played with the play-in tournament because he sat out last year.
And we're about to lose, like you said, Miles Bridges.
Miles Bridges is out of there because you're not re-signing him for the extension. All the
pressure on LaMelo.
And I hear reports he's going to end up in Detroit.
Oh, Bridges.
Mm-hmm.
They got the
player. He got ties with Ivy.
With Jay Knight.
The draft pick. I see him going to Detroit. Mm. If
he would be the man.
If Phoenix doesn't make a trade for DeAndre Ayton.
Well, I heard. I heard.
No, I'm saying.
Oh, I heard A's probably not going to be in Phoenix.
No, he's not. There are other teams that can use him.
They don't
want to
pay him.
They don't want to pay him what he has.
He's asking 170. Oh, God.
And Sarver's too cheap for that.
I can't pay you 170. Well, it's not down too cheap.
Sarver's
okay,
too cheap.
I might be too cheap. Yeah,
he is.
Did A's prove that he really?
He a 120, 130 in Phoenix. And I'm cutting like 30 to 40 million off that, off what you're asking for.
So you offer him
120? I'll give him out 120.
$50 million. I was thinking 115. So
we here. Just understand, we lost to Luka when we should have went to the finals again. We should have went back. We had the talent. We had a healthy Chris Paul for once. Devin. Devin
signed a trade for Aiden for Bridges.
Yeah, that's what I would do. That's what me. If
you have to give me somebody else.
Because here's the thing: Charlotte drafted Mark Williams because here's the thing: Charlotte. Here's where Charlotte screwed up in the offseason. I talked about this. Charlotte did the unthinkable. You had the 13th pick with Jalen Duren.
They did with the Knicks.
No, they did it with the Knicks.
Now, no, so the Knicks traded two picks,
and the Knicks sent Duren to the Pistons.
Yeah, that's what the Knicks moved back. Then they traded Durham, and then traded Durham again.
He got traded twice in the same night. He ended up on Knicks and then the Pistons. Here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
I watched the footage. Jalen Duren spreads the floor out like a DeAndre Ayton.
Where do you play?
I forget off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Is he a center? Yeah. No. These are both centers. I'm about to break it down. These are both centers. Jalen Duren and Mark Williams, who they kept, are both centers. But here's the thing. Jalen Duren is more of a spacer. He can shoot. He's a big that can shoot, right?
Yeah.
So, Memphis.
Oh, okay.
So
he probably was top a lottery pick.
Yeah, he was.
I mean, he probably was top 10.
But Mark Williams is more of a traditional. Oh, he's an inside man. He don't, all his shots come from within 2 to 4 feet. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I can see the size on him already in the video.
He's all inside. Mm-hmm. He has promised to improve his jump shot. But his main game is, that's what they kept.
Oh, okay.
So all I'm saying is the Hornets drafted both of these guys. They had two centers because that's what they needed. They needed big.
Yeah, because they need somebody over. They don't have a big
and Mason Plumlee.
Yeah.
So, but they instead of keeping both and splitting the minutes out in development because they both had tangibles that the team needed.
Well, he could be the backup to who they started.
He's the new Big Baby Yambo.
Yeah.
Plumlee.
Yeah, so and he could. Like
yeah, I know. No, I'm glad they kept him, but I would have kept Duren too.
Yeah,
because Plumlee is Plumlee. But who's really intimidated by Mason?
I know, Plumlee? Right?
Let's be honest.
Well, they still got that
stuff. They lost. They play like that. you see, I never talk about Cody Zeller.
We never talk about Cody.
No, well, I was mad when they let Bismack Biyombo go to Phoenix. Mm-hmm. Even though I liked him in Phoenix, I didn't like the fact that Charlotte just let him go because they didn't want to pay him.
Yeah. They were about to do.
He was on expiring contract, huh? Mm-hmm.
That's what the Suns are hoping for. Get rid of Aiden. We'll keep JaVale and Bismack.
Resign him. He's probably better. He played, but he probably played better.
They both big. I mean, they both are veterans.
So you ain't got to pay him top dollar.
Mm-hmm. I mean, JaVale's more of a leader.
Yeah.
Bismack's been there before.
Been where before?
I mean, he's just a veteran.
Oh yeah.
Over Aiden, who's not going to be taking jump shots. And not down there in the post. I need somebody in the post.
So,
talk about these wing defenders.
A lot of shifting going on in the East. As everybody knows, by the time y'all hear this podcast, you see it on YouTube, the 29th deadline has approached to opt in or opt out of contracts if you're on a player option or a team option.
Oh, yeah.
The deadline is approaching. Less than 24 hours away.
There's only one player left, really.
Is it James Harden?
James Harden and Ben.
James Harden who?
Bradley Beal.
Yeah.
I don't know if Bradley Roby has an opt-in. I think he's just a free, unrestricted free agent.
No, he no, his was an opt-in. He, oh. I, they, the reports was he's going to opt out of the deal.
Yeah.
It was like 41, 40.
Yeah, some 40. Like
it was like north
yeah,
of 40.
Yeah, he was talking to everybody. Right?
40 million. But he's talking to everybody about it, just trying to see what's what.
Yeah, thank you.
I do. Who?
Bradley Beal.
Oh, if he opts out?
Yes.
I think I'm opting. Here's the thing, though. The report also said, let me give you the whole thing. The Wizards were expecting him to opt out because he can get more money and renegotiate his deal and make it like a longer, like a 5-year deal. And I think it's like over $200 million.
If you opt in, Bradley Beal.
He's going to opt out and renegotiate.
If you opt out and resign.
He can do a sign trade, though.
That's what I was doing. You opt in.
He can do a sign.
You opt out.
Take more money and then request a trade.
Because this is ridiculous, Bradley Beal.
Loyalty, man.
It's getting ridiculous.
And that shit, they don't let you nigga pay him that kind of money. That's why.
I know money talks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've been leagued for about 8 years.
You see John Wall got himself in a winning position.
You know, it was the playoffs. What
they been? Three times? Well, with or without Russell, because he went with Russell, too.
Okay, so they was going, but they was losing.
Oh, facts.
Okay.
They were AFC.
Right, you get an AFC first TKO knockouts, you might get one.
They were making runs with John Wall was there.
Yeah, but that was
a man in the cup. Exactly. Like 2015, 2016. I was coming out of college.
That's what I'm saying.
Sheesh.
Exactly. Brad Bill, he wasn't even focal point at all.
Nah. He was the young dude. John Wall was running. That was his team.
That's what I'm saying.
And ever since John Wall been gone, it's been a downward spiral. So if Bill let's say opts out, gets his money, requests a trade, where do you see him going? Portland, because Portland they swung out on Kevin Durant. Because since Irving resigned, you know KD ain't going nowhere. So basically, does that put Portland in the mix for Bradley Beal?
I mean, so Portland has the money to get him straight up,
right?
Without nothing,
right? Just pay them.
That'll be amazing.
That'd be great. But where do you honest? I know that's what you probably want to help Dame out. Where do you really see him?
Well, so for real? If they gonna sign and trade him?
Against the Lakers. Y'all can't afford them.
We cannot afford them without you know Westbrook, and they don't want Westbrook.
They don't want back.
No.
Mm.
So I'm gonna have to go West. I think the best team probably that he should go to East Miami. That would be disrespectful.
Well, they don't have the money because if PJ goes to Philly, then they'll have the money for him.
Well, they probably have to get rid of Hero.
Okay, I'm cool with that.
Hero and probably another player.
Hero and Kuzma on the same team. Mm-hmm.
Well, they probably have to get rid of Kyle Lowry too, but I don't know if I want Kyle Lowry that bad. If I'm watching,
I mean, what years he have left? Let's be honest.
He making 40 million. That's the only reason I said.
Damn.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a lot.
There's two. Portland would be one. The other teams, the Dark Horse. It might not be really what I said. Dallas.
Bradley Beal.
Mm-hmm.
With Spencer Dinwiddie.
Mm-hmm.
And Luka.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Hardaway coming back.
We might have to trade.
Mm.
We have to trade Dinwiddie or Hardaway.
That's another player we need to find out. One we forgot about, Jalen Brunson. What's going on with him?
I think he's going to the Knicks.
I think everybody think he's going to the Knicks.
His daddy signed.
Rick Brunson, yeah.
Yeah, assistant coach with the Knicks. That's why the Knicks is doing goofy stuff at the draft.
To keep money open for him?
Uh-huh.
Knicks are the favorites to land him. This is 11 hours ago.
That's what I'm saying. I think that's where he's going. His dad's – I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
They got the money. Do people really still want to go to the Knicks? Not really.
Well,
and when you Jalen Brunson, I'm gonna get this money, man.
They gonna pay him.
Oh, absolutely. Cause I like Jalen Brunson. No disrespect to Jalen Brunson. Was he really the turning point for the Knicks? Mm. He makes them better.
Right.
But he was number one option of the Knicks.
Who?
Jalen Brunson.
You said what option would he be on the Knicks?
Is he the number one option of the Knicks?
At his position? Or on the team overall?
On the team.
Only person in front of him
is RJ.
So
he'd be a second option.
That's what he needs. That's really what he is.
Yeah,
Was he ever really first option in Dallas? Hell no.
No, exactly.
Luka was the first option.
Exactly.
So Brunson, when he broke out, was his second. He was the second. He only broke out because Hardaway was gone.
Yeah.
That's what helped him.
Jason Kidd not playing Dinwiddie.
Until it's too little too late.
Yeah, exactly.
in the postseason.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
because when he played him, what did he do?
Oh, he did what he's supposed to do.
Average 20.
We call that. So then we can average 20 and sweep. But it was like he waited to the playoffs showcase
it. Was just in the playoffs too. Because I was like,
because him and Bertans work well together.
Oh, absolutely.
They play together in Washington. Exactly. They know each other's game. So the ironic part of this that I just seen on here, especially according to the Brad Townsend, them losing Brunson is eerily similar to how they lost Steve Nash back in the day. It's damn near the same situation.
So you compare James Brunson to Steve Nash.
That's not a bad comparison.
But James Brunson don't average. He wasn't averaging with Steve Nash. Like 10 assists.
Well, yeah. That wasn't the Steve Nash. Well, you got to realize, when he was in Dallas, he wasn't the Steve Nash we know at Phoenix.
Yeah, exactly.
He was on the way.
I mean, Jay Brunson probably would average probably close to that. This probably about 8.
He can do that.
If Julius Randle
shows. Julius Randle got to go.
I'm paying.
Julius Randle got to go. How many more years he got left, man?
Julius Randle signed his deal last year.
Ooh.
And also, he got the 5-year max.
Y'all stuck with him for real.
Because remember, he got the max and he got the, I think it was the super max because he made the All-Star team in All-NBA.
Oh, he on the Kevin Durant timeline. He did the same thing Durant did. He got the 4-year deal. He ain't done till he got the veteran extension.
Yeah.
He won't be afraid until 2026.
Yeah, but
him and Durant on the same timeline. 4-year,
$117 million.
Yep.
$23 million a year. 23, 25.
Yeah, y'all
don't really want that contract, man. Oh no, that's a lot. 28, 30, and 32.
Oof.
That was his first year. Was the
cheap year? Right, it's going up now.
It's going up to 28.
Ouch!
All fully guaranteed.
Ouch! Oh man! Ouch! Yeah, I stuck with him.
Yep.
He gonna finish his career in New York.
I need him to average. Not what he averaged last year. But if I'm pushing the team to
RJ, let's check his stats based on that contract. So he played 72 games last year, which is
pretty much every game.
Almost.
You know what I'm saying? That's 4 less points.
He averaged, wow.
From the year before.
Wow. Well,
4 less points in the rebound list and an assist list.
Yeah, you gotta step up.
41% from the field.
Yeah, I think he's stunning. He's stunning RJ Barrett's growth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, if I well, this might be Thibodeau's last year.
Think so?
Well, it's already been coming out there about like the way he works his players, man. That old school way.
But y'all knew what y'all was getting when y'all signed him.
I didn't say they didn't.
Y'all knew.
I didn't say they didn't.
Y'all knew. All right, so we're gonna go to the free agent list of 2022 so we can check this out right here. You said it has or hasn't.
I mean, like they still got dang up there John Wall.
Well, he got a pass. What's his name?
Physicals and stuff.
Yeah, they haven't confirmed it. They said once he cleared waivers. Who?
I like that.
Who?
Gary Harris.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a pickup for anybody. I'm not paying $21 million, but that's a nice pickup for anybody.
Mm. The fact that he makes more money than Zach LaVine blows me. Who's his agent?
Yeah, right.
Gary Harris. He makes more money than Zach LaVine?
Right.
That's wild.
Well, because Gary Harris was on
He was on Denver.
Yeah.
They must have paid him.
Yeah, they had paid him after his contract. After his he got that rookie extension. Max or whatever it's called.
See PJ down here, they're gonna give him a mid-level exception. He ain't gonna get that 7.1. Yeah. He'll probably get the 6.3. No, I'm saying
no, not PJ. I mean I'm talking at Zubac.
Oh,
I don't think of 4
team option.
Yeah, I don't think of 4 to Yuki.
Who you got playing the 5 and if you're the Clippers, if Zubac ain't out there, who they got?
Trying to find that place that defines your look? Check out Jay's Classic Cuts. Need a taper fade, more drip for your waves, or maybe a crispy lineup for your dreads and braids? One cut from John the Barber, how you feeling like the Godfather? Book your look with Jay today on the Cut app. Jay's Classic Cuts. located 1387 Shayland Avenue, Suite E. It's Ty Slatter with GTA Sports. Hello, everyone. This is Ty Slatter from GTA Sports. It's 2022. Time for something new. New age elements. Stay true and be authentically you. Usher in the new ways your way. Wear your story with pride. Vintage and modern vibes with the creators in mind. Special collections coming soon, so stay tuned. NAElements.net. Invest in your best. You are now tuned in to Heat Check with Ty Slatter and Antonio Turner. Right here on GTA Sports Network. Follow GTA Heat Check on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, GTA Sports Network. And check out GTASportsNet.com for all things basketball.
Do they
know? No.
Zuba.
That's what I'm saying. You got to resign him.
Yeah, but
you got to resign him.
I don't think they'll be affording him at $7 million. They just gave it to what's the name?
You might go over the cap.
Yeah, because they just
who else you gonna play at the five? I know you damn sure ain't putting Rocco at five. He undersized at a four.
Right.
Yeah, you gotta resign him.
I mean that or go back to the list. Go back to the centers on free agent list. Let's see what's out there. I know somebody
Mo Bamba.
That's a cheap one.
JaVale McGee.
Thomas Bryant would be a cheap one.
If JaVale is up on the Clippers. Would y'all want started?
What's the name could be work too?
Because that could, work. Robin.
I was about to say, I was looking at Rob. I was like, Robin could work too.
Dang.
This could be already said he was resigning.
Who? Yeah, I seen that. He said he'll take a pay cut.
Yeah, he did say that.
Dwight Howard's a free agent this year.
Mm-hmm.
He can end up on the Clippers.
Blake a free agent? What?
Oh, yeah, you didn't know that?
No, Blake started getting. I didn't know that.
Well, you do realize the only people the Nets have guaranteed coming back next year is right now.
Is
basically who's there right now.
Kyrie, KD, Joe Harris, Curry.
Seth and Ben.
And Ben.
Everybody else is a free agent. Nick Claxton.
I heard they go.
Who's Brown.
Yeah. I heard they going to have money for Nick Claxton. He's restricted, I think. I don't know.
Okay, they can match.
Yeah, I think.
He's such a freak, though, so there ain't any people looking for him.
Yeah,
but Bruce Brown on the other hand.
Yeah, I heard they go.
He might be out of there.
He gets mad. Somebody gonna pay him.
Yeah.
Bruce Brown is starting.
He's gotta keep his mouth shut.
Yeah, he's starting.
Talk too much in them pressers. Talk too much.
Right.
Melo's a free agent. We talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
Ed Davis is still in the league.
Right.
I ain't seen him since Utah.
Is that the league? Exactly.
That's the Ed Davis.
I was trying to think.
Oh, might have been Brooklyn or he's been a few places. It's been a while. I didn't know he's in Cleveland.
Right.
Center wise, center.
Ooh,
Drummond's a free agent.
That's not about right.
Dwayne Dedman. If Miami don't resign him,
he might. He's been jumping around a lot. So, Rivers would be a good pick of free.
Bobo, Tony Bradley. Chicago probably gonna resign him. Mm-hmm. It's a player option. He'll resign.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what it was. Hard to sign. They had hard to sign.
Oh, they gotta resign him.
No, yeah, I like him. So that's my guy.
They gotta resign him.
That's my guy.
Mitchell Robinson.
Is he restricted? Oh, he's unrestricted.
He's unrestricted.
Thank God.
Are they gonna drop him?
If I'm the Knicks, I would.
They probably won't.
Only because he's been injured. He didn't live up to the potential.
Nash Reed of Minnesota is a.
He probably won't.
It's a team option.
Oh, they're gonna keep him as a team option.
Yeah, it's club option. They got their bird rights for him too.
Oh, okay.
Let's see.
There go Claxton.
There go Bismack Biyombo. He unrestricted. I don't know if he's gonna resign him or not. They might.
Right.
Luka Garza. I don't care what you do with that. We just drafted. We got Durant. We can let him walk.
Yeah,
Garza can go. Let him walk.
Yeah. Don't
I'm not too convinced on Damian Jones. Tristan Thompson.
Oh, that's funny. On that note,
you petty, you got up for that one. You petty. You petty as hell for that one.
Oh, DeMarcus one too.
DeMarcus Cousins?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
I see at the bottom of this. Yeah.
Didn't DeMarcus play for the Clippers on like a 10-day one time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, two, didn't he? Yeah, two.
Yeah, I think he had like two with them before he ended up in Denver. Mm-hmm. I would like to see him go back.
That's nice.
I'm cool with that. I'm super cool with that. He showed up. He did good last year with Denver. They might mess around resign. If they I'm got Denver, him, I'm trying to resign. They got him so cheap.
Yeah, if I'm Denver, I'm trying to resign him.
Luke Kornet, I forgot about him.
The Lakers need to be calling for DeMarcus too.
Yeah. DeAndre Jordan. They got him on the cheap too.
We can let him walk though. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, let's see what they got. Greg Monroe. Wow.
He definitely not getting a call anytime.
Wow. Soon. The fact that he even got back in the league.
Now he's going into now you're going 2B. No.
But bottom line, there are enough centers out there that if you don't resign, you can. If you don't resign Zubac, you got options.
You can find
if I could trade, if I could trade in Zubac for DeMarcus Cousins, contract wise, I would do that
with him.
I
would.
You give me Hartenstein and give me DeMarcus
because I ain't gonna need him like that anyway. Somebody get rebounds.
Well, the thing is, Zubac's young, so he do for contract.
Yeah, somebody.
Okay. That's the problem. Hartenstein been in the league for a while.
Zubac, only reason he won't take contract because he's so used to win.
Mm-hmm.
He was drafted by Lakers and won, and then was the Clippers and was winning. He ain't trying to go to no trash team for no bag. If I was him, I would.
I don't know. He might be, depending on who his agent is. You're worth more than what you're paying.
I think if you're a young player, I think you should go get your money.
And I think that's what he should do.
Yeah, because
compared to the names we mentioned, the Zubac versus DeMarcus versus Hartenstein versus Whiteside. These guys have been in the league. They need a ring. He good.
Yeah.
He can play for a bad team for a while and get a bag.
Yeah.
And then when that contract then go to a contender, he got time.
Sometimes when you raise and win it, you're like, I'm really trying to win it.
Yeah, like you said, you young. Go get your money.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it. I think when you're young, waste no time. Go get your money.
So, speaking of getting your money, this episode is called The Big Payback. The Big Payback. Think about it. Kyrie Irving, after all the commotion, all the drama, all the wish list teams he said he would rather play for, to let the Nets know, I don't really care about y'all. I just want my money.
He
did exactly what he was supposed to do.
He did exactly
what Kyrie Irving opted into that $36 million. Now,
because he's not stupid.
What does this mean? Well, ladies and gentlemen, the first domino of free agency has already fallen. Because the whole league was waiting on this.
It was all cute. All the ifs, was, could have, should have, would. I figured he was out for me. Because Brooklyn not stupid.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Kyrie not stupid.
We about to witness the greatest version of Uncle Drew you've seen since 2016.
I was going to say, since Cleveland.
You about to witness the greatest version of Kyrie Irving. This, if you wasn't a Kyrie Irving fan of his game prior, you going to be a fan this season. He going to ball out because he knows, ooh, I just bet on myself.
Yeah.
I got to play 60 to 65 games to show this team I'm worth the max.
If he averages what he averages 27 since he's been there.
He don't play enough games.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm saying he's a 50-40-90
guy.
If he averages 25.
With a 50-40-90 split?
25, 7, 7, 6 to 7 assists, a couple rebounds off, six, off 50.
50-40-90.
He going to get his bag.
He going to get a five-year deal from somebody. Somebody going to throw a bag at him because what he knows. And this is why there are reports already coming out within the last hour. Don't sleep on Kyrie Irving going to the Lakers. Man, this is for you. This is for you. This is for you, man. I know you're tired of losing, but here's what can happen.
I heard that from both.
When he enters free agency, the Russell contract comes off your books.
Mm-hmm.
That $47 million falls off the books. Your salary cap opens up next year. So they couldn't afford him this season.
We'll know
but
by
next season.
We will know by
Thursday.
Well, I will say trade deadline.
Because
going to the season.
I'll go say, well, yeah, it's true too. I was gonna
because he's last year's contract,
right? Russell's
and we'll see. No, so you ain't gonna sign the paper yet.
For who?
If I'm like in the front office, Brooklyn,
yeah,
because you can sign him whenever you want to,
right?
Or tell him you're gonna sign him whenever you want
right. to. Make a commitment,
yeah, exactly. So you're not you out of here at so, trade deadline
and let him leave before he walks for free mm-hmm. and trade him somewhere
because then he could get his. $40 million from the Lakers.
Right. So I could definitely see it happening. This is the good news for the Lakers if they're willing to sit out one more year of suffering, because they already know Russell's going to opt in. The report already came out from his agent that he's getting the paperwork together to opt in today.
First of all, we knew that today. Russell Wilson,
$47 million.
He's not stupid.
Let's do this.
Russell Westbrook is not crazy. $47 million. He's not leaving that.
We all knew that. I never said he wasn't.
Exactly.
I never said he wasn't going to do it. I agree.
And there's nothing the Lakers can do about it.
There's nothing. This is the contract that was given to him by OKC. Mm-hmm. He was promised this 5-year, $206 million.
Right.
So, yeah, it's the OKC contract.
Mm-hmm.
So.
At 34.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I don't care what he does. This is the last year.
His money is guaranteed.
This is last year with the Los Angeles.
All his money for this contract is guaranteed.
This is last year. He could bring the Lakers a title. Still his last year with the Lakers. Because he'd be 35 next year.
Versus a younger Kyrie Irving, who's 29.
And it was opening my books. I don't care.
Yeah, it's off the books.
If I don't get Kyrie, I could get three players
with that money.
With $47 million.
So if Kyrie Irving's getting like, well, hey, y'all couldn't afford me this year, cool. I'll ball out in Brooklyn. And when the time comes, I'll leave. Because the money opens up next year. Lakers have money to get a big player or get three role players.
Exactly. I mean, I can get three of them. I can get two stars and a decent role player.
With $47 million.
With $47 million. I can play two players, $20 million.
Who don't want to play? Who don't want to play in Long Island?
It's LA.
It's LA.
We got 17 titles. Thanks, Boston, for not trying to up one.
Ooh, ooh.
I'm just saying.
You was close.
You was real.
Well, you was close. Well, somewhat.
You got to the finals. Close.
Warriors saved y'all from saved y'all from Boston breaking that tie. Oh man. So again, let's take a look at your man in Philly real quick here.
Oh, James Harden.
One of the few that we already know is gonna take the money.
James Harden, thank you. He's at this point, he's like, I can.
So
yeah, that's what I know. Sign a short-term extension.
He's gonna pick up his player option and be eligible for a 4-year $233 million. That would pay him $61.7 million.
He not
3 years from now.
He not getting
to that. No, not at that age. The way he's playing, he's 32.
Yeah, well, in the year he had on top of
that, he had the same contract the Russ has. It was all guaranteed money.
Yeah,
designated player veteran extension with bird rights. So you gonna get?
I just remember reading the reports. It was just like,
what's that?
Oh, I just knew because he said, you know, in his last couple contracts, he ain't been looking focused on the money. Like, he could have signed with Houston.
And got a whole lot more.
Mm-hmm. He could have signed that 2-year extension with Houston, got 50 each year, and then signed it.
Yeah.
Brooklyn gave it to him.
Right.
But now he's like, I'm just trying to sign it, man. I'm just trying. Well, I got to make the team better. I'll sign a little 3-year short-term extension. Give me about $35 million. 35, 37, 35 to 40.
You think he's making the right decision?
I think he is.
At this point in his career?
I think he is. I think this is James Harden's best chance.
Why?
Because you still got, according to me, you got 2 years left of Embiid.
Okay.
Of Embiid being dominant.
You said one last time.
Okay. One. One to two.
I'm going to say two.
Okay, two. Mm-hmm. Up to two. Mm-hmm. Up to two. Okay, you got 1 year of MVP.
You might take a decline.
He goes just go back to All-Star. That's where I'm at.
All right. That's fair.
We still got technically we still got Shake right now. We got Dan Melton.
You got D'Anthony Melton.
We got D'Anthony Melton.
That was a nice pickup.
We still got Tobias, who is still
he's on the block.
He's on the block, but we still paying him $35 million.
Give you 20 points.
Exactly. We got
makes sense, man.
Maxie.
Okay.
Thibault is technically on the block only because his value is high.
Yeah.
I want to keep Thibault because we ain't got no defense. We lose Thibault. Our defense is low-key shot. Lose Thibault.
Thibault was your best bet after he lost
Ben. I mean, Embiid is a good defender, but he's just in the post.
who's going to defend the perimeter?
Exactly.
You can't have him beat out there in no man's land. Like,
exactly. Danny Green, obviously, is off the books. Oh, he's gone. That's $9 million off the books.
He's gone. $10 million. He's gone.
Whatever his contract was is off the books.
It sounds like a wave contract to me.
We got a suit. We got a sports coat for you.
Yeah.
37. We're not paying yet. You know what it's supposed to use? Gary Harris. Gary Harris.
Pay 20 mil to Gary Harris.
I mean, can you take a little pay cut a little bit?
How much? This is Gary Harris. Now
you're trying to win.
There you go. Now you're talking about letting sweeten the deal. Because you're in Orlando. You're not winning nothing.
Yeah, you deserve 20 in Orlando.
But if you about the money, see Gary's the thing. He wants to be about the money. He ain't gonna say ring.
He in the middle.
He's
in the middle age because he's like 26, 27.
Yep, there.
I mean, he's been in the league like 4 or 5 years.
He ain't quite there yet. He's like one more money contract. Then he'll start.
But to he went into you go from Denver. We at least make a playoff. Not going all the way down to Orlando. Huh?
He took a bag though.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You got your bag, man. Hey, you're easy playing right because you only got like a 3-year deal.
Yeah, no, it was a good deal.
You know what I'm saying? He had a player option to get in free agency, I'm guessing. Yeah. Play 2 years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I like it. That would work there. If he's trying to get his bag, stay in Orlando. He's going to get your bag in Orlando.
Gary Harris. Billy, I'm trying to picture that. He would start, wouldn't he?
Yes.
Would he take Danny Green's starting spot? Who would start? Would Danny start or was he off
the bench? So, I don't want to do this, but I would have to do this.
Who are you benching?
Maxie.
Yeah.
Because James Harden's the two technically.
Yeah.
But I'll put James at the one and then Gary Harris at the two. And then Thibault's my three.
Maxie off the bench.
Yeah. That's a great six man.
And Anthony Melton off the bench.
Too. That's a great
bench.
A great guard combo.
You got Maxie and Anthony off the bench.
And you know what you get from both of them.
Philly would be a problem. If you keep Gabo somehow and Tobias Harris.
I just helped you out, Daryl Morey.
You're welcome. Philly would be a problem.
Daryl Morey, you're welcome.
That's a lot of shooters. And you know Daryl Morey loves shooters.
Daryl Morey
loves them three-point shooters. Daryl Morey. He loves that.
You're welcome.
He all about the analytics. Because he'll tell you the mid-range is one of the worst shots in the league. Let the analytics tell it. Mm-hmm. You get auto cut player.
I mean, I'm getting my mid-range. Okay, Tobias. You take all the mirrors as you want.
Basically. We paying you.
Exactly.
Might as well shoot him.
Exactly.
Instead of forcing him to shoot the three, they ain't his
Daryl Morey, you're welcome.
That's nice. I didn't think of that. I ain't
when you showed the list, that's the only reason I thought about it. I forgot he was creating, to be honest.
I did not think of that.
Mm-hmm.
That would work. He's at the top of the list, too.
Mm-hmm. If not... If he wants some money, there's somebody else that can use. I don't know how healthy he is.
Who?
Jeremy Lamb could work. I don't know how healthy that he is.
I would almost leave him in Sacramento. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Sacramento
being good. Leave him there. I don't know about that leg, man. And he tore three different parts, bro. Like,
I mean, it's been a couple of years. It's been a couple of years.
Clay did too.
If I need somebody to get to the rim.
And he still ain't at 100%.
I don't want to talk about Derrick Lee. I was talking about Derrick Jones Jr. If I need somebody who's going to just go dunk the ball, DJJ. Go ahead, man. DJJ.
That's your man.
Yeah, that's my man. I see drive for dunks. I know you tried to get a little clip when you went to Portland. Didn't really work out. And you see what they did. They put you in Chicago. That definitely didn't work out.
It looked nice on paper, though.
Yeah, exactly.
I said, ooh.
You a dunker.
Ooh.
You dunked the ball.
Ooh.
You and Aaron Gordon.
I liked him in Chicago. It didn't work out because everybody got hurt.
Yeah. But you on Aaron Gordon level. You dunked the ball. You got here shooting three. Dunked the ball. Take it in. Mm-hmm. That's what I got you.
I agree.
Nobody got you to shoot corner threes that you can't hit consistently. Mm-hmm.
What do the Pacers need to do with TJ Warren? To be honest with you. I need to know that. The honest to God truth.
The honest to God truth is let TJ Warren go.
Go where, though? Where can he fit?
Is he a free agent? Or is he – they got Berber. So
it's unrestricted.
Okay.
Yeah, unrestricted.
I mean, T.J. Warren technically played in a year and a half.
He ain't placed at the bubble.
Yeah, exactly. So I'll be happy to oblige and We not. I got a contract. It ain't no.
What's your contract?
$10 million. 11 million.
11.7.
I got 6.5.
Him with the mid level.
I got that for you from the base. That's the best I could do.
Hometown discount.
That's the best I could do. 6.5.
Damn.
6.3. Whatever it is.
The name above it is curious. What about Nurkic?
Report I read about Nurkic is they want him back.
Of course, who they got to replace him?
Exactly.
Literally, I have nobody.
I heard he's willing to come back too for hometown discount because they gotta pay Simons his rookie extension.
Ooh. Yeah.
He's up for his the rookie extension, so he can get paid 15, 20 million.
You know, Utah has been strangely quiet since everything went down. I haven't heard much about Utah.
Do they got a coach yet?
I haven't heard nothing.
I ain't heard nothing about the coach situation either.
So I'm about to be getting real disrespectful. I'm about to get real disrespectful because I love Donovan. I love Donovan.
So.
Oh, I saw that. Not the dinner part, but I saw it because he was at Chris Brick. It was like Chris Brickley's birthday. That's when they saw a picture of him with Jim.
Oh, okay.
That was because Chris Brickley was on the Breakfast Club. He's like, everybody thought Donovan was going. He's like,
so this just dropped literally 3 minutes ago. Will Hardy is closing in on a contract to become the Jazz new head coach.
Who's Will Hardy? That guy?
Yeah. He's the assistant.
Assistant head coach?
Yeah.
I don't know a lot, so I don't know a lot about Will Hardy.
I don't know. His name rings a bell. I feel like.
I mean, I guess it wouldn't be bad since he's coming off the Celtics. He's coming from the Celtics.
Coming off of.
Oh, that makes sense. I forgot. Danny Ainge.
Yeah. He's in Utah. Right. There you go.
He's
advising.
I'm an advisor.
But I'm still with the Celtics.
I'm really basketball operation, but I'm just an advisor.
I'm just advising.
Yeah, I'm just an advisor.
That way, legally.
There's
no temp.
I'm just trying to
help out.
They just
call
me periodically.
Trying to get Donovan in.
No
tampering.
No, I don't tamper. I guess it would be a good fit, maybe. I don't know enough.
Well, let's look at the numbers. Utah had a 49-33 season. I know y'all look at that. It sounds good, right? But let me break down the stretch, though.
Oh, God.
They went 27-10. Then the second half of the season, 22-23. So sputtered.
Well, I was saying, well, I'm going to be disrespectful, so I love you, Donna. Please get out of here. Y'all at play-in status for me. And that's tough for me to say. I don't want to put Donna in that position.
I've seen a steady regression every season.
When you looked, I didn't even know about the 22-23.
I did.
I didn't know. I knew it declined.
I did. When they let the Eagles go to Portland, I knew their season was done.
No, I knew that too. But when I was watching it, I was like, this ain't looking good.
No.
And they had all this drama in the offseason. They still don't, technically, they don't have a head coach. He's not signed.
Because look at the year before. It said the regression. They were 52-20.
Yeah. I mean, so it's 3-game regression. But
fell to number 4 seed Clippers in the conference semis. They didn't even make it to the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah. And they was up 2-0. They was leading 2-0, and they lost 4 straight to the Clippers. Let's get that out the way.
And Donovan shooting 26 points per game last season. At 26.
That's what I'm
26 to 26.
Yeah. Donovan, I love you. You have play-in status, Munchie.
I have to make a confession. I look.
You might kick him out the playoffs, aren't you?
Damn near, but I'm gonna tell you why though.
I'm putting him out. But
some of the blame goes on Donovan. It ain't because he ain't leaving yet.
Yeah.
What I noticed each time they got eliminated, each game, he don't take the last shot.
No.
He tried to do the. It almost looks like a LeBron type of play. Yeah, it's like he always tries to make the right play, and he'll give it to a guy that probably should shoot the ball.
That Gavinovich.
Jordan Clarkson. I think Conley missed it 1 year. That was cool.
That's
a hell of
a
Conley? I don't know. All of them missed it the first year.
Yeah.
But I know last year was Donovan. Yeah. And it looked good because he usually makes those shots. But
I'm glad you got your money, Conley.
But it's time.
You ain't helping. Yeah. Jordan Clarkson, you're not helping either. I vouch for you.
Oh, they're going to make him the focal point of the team if Donovan leaves. I already saw when they dropped the new jerseys, they had Jordan Clarkson do the videos from the new jerseys.
Yeah.
So they already trying to make him the focal point in case Donovan does walk. They already trying to plan ahead.
Well, that's why I think Donovan's at this point.
He out of there.
And I think he's vocal about it, too.
He out of there. They'll probably end up keeping Rudy and letting Donovan.
That's the only reason they're not getting Rudy because I'm not gonna lose both of them.
Nah, because Utah really gonna fall off the playoff picture.
I got 7. They probably gonna still, nice. They gonna be over 5.
I say play.
So what they 49-43? I got about 40.
They going to play.
About 40.
They going to the plane.
They about 40-38.
The West just got better.
I know it got better.
And I don't know where your Lakers are gonna fall either. That's the thing. Be honest with yourself. As a diehard Laker fan, you're entitled to say.
Can we come back to the Lakers?
Can we come back to what?
Can we come back to where I'm putting the Lakers at after free agents?
When is that, like next week? Or the end of this week?
Free agents starts Thursday.
So how much time you need, man?
I need about a week. I got the Lakers in the playoffs.
Where?
Exactly.
Yeah, where?
I'm being nice to say
you being generous. If Utah fall in the Lakers, they are showing trouble.
Well, I think Utah's falling, but I got Portland definitely in the playoffs.
That's a bold take.
I don't think so.
I'm not mad at you. We got a healthy Dame.
I got healthy Dame and Jeremy Grant.
Yeah.
It's a better matchup than Dame and CJ.
It is.
In my opinion. I got Sonics.
You get Nurkic back.
That's what I'm saying. And I could go find me. Actually, Gary Harrison works too. That's a
Chauncey Billups, hey, amen.
And we can pay Gary Harris for $20 million. He won't.
You're a point guard. You need a point guard. Put Dame at the 2.
Oh, this was oh.
Now, would you put question? Because you're a Dame guy. Would you put Dame at the 1 for Gary at the 2?
Yeah, Gary Baker.
Ah,
Gary 6'4", 6'5". Dame pushing 6'1". Dame 6'1", pushing 6'2".
Can you imagine if Dame was a 2-guard, the way he shoots?
Oh, my God.
He didn't have to bring the ball up?
It'd be Kobe reincarnate.
Woo!
Kobe reincarnate.
Woo! Woo! Kyrie and them wouldn't know what to do with him.
They would not.
Because Kyrie would give him no way.
And he already got Kobe clutch.
He got the clutch.
And he a better shooter than Kobe.
Mm. You don't want to see Dame, too.
No.
You don't want to see Dame,
too. If Dame was 6'4", oh, God. Oh.
Mm.
Nobody be able to stop him. It wouldn't be happening.
I like the Gary Harris fit. He fits on a lot of teams.
And like I said, they afford to pay him the $20 million.
Yeah, they got the money.
That Philly can't afford. They can almost afford.
I would let Joe Ingles walk back to Utah.
That's exactly where he's going. He said that.
Let him go right on back.
They opened up money so they could. I don't know why.
Resign him.
Yeah, I mean, they opened up money so they can resign some other players. But the problem is Joe Ingles 34. Coming off ACL surgery, he's not the fastest guy in the world. San Antonio, probably this tree.
Yeah, he helped the summer league with Spurs on the property.
So that's how him and
Udoka. Yep.
They knew each other.
Him and Udoka. That's why he brought him in. Yep.
Yeah.
There you go. I know his name run bad.
Yeah, I mean, pretty good together. So I'm not saying it would be bad, hope.
No.
It's going to take time. Because you could walk in the drama.
Let's see here. We have the top picks after Irving picked up his option.
Oh, like free agency for the Lakers?
Yeah.
They got a lot of money for all this one.
Yeah. We know that.
We got like 20 minutes.
So they say re-sign Malik Monk, as mentioned.
Absolutely.
Hit him with the mid-level exception.
No, absolutely not.
Woo! I wouldn't be surprised they did it. Because you
only reason I'm gonna do it, Charlie, I'll pay half that. I'll pay 15.
We didn't want to pay D'Antoni. Why would we pay for that?
Y'all gonna pay $15 million?
15 of what?
Of his $30 million guaranteed?
I don't know.
Y'all still want? You got to pay the whole 30.
Man, we're 15.
We're about 12.
Well.
They say Lou on buyout, but they not. That's the only reason they talk about Westbrook.
They say trade for Gordon Hayward.
That's not the picture because they're not trading Westbrook.
He has an extra year his contract. Russell's got so that looks bad. Bro.
I do like that. We get him for cheap from the Lakers.
Y'all can use that.
We can use Kobe Martin. We get him for cheap. We just need solid veteran role players.
He might not even cost a tire mid-level exception.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He get him on a discount.
We get better He basically a look.
Oh, Bruce. Oh, oh.
He's taking a bath. I mean, taking a cut.
Can he do that? Yeah. See that mid-level exception.
Oh, absolutely not.
No.
Who wrote this? Bleacher Report?
It's Bleacher Report. I gotta see who wrote it. He
was gonna trade Westbrook for Tucker.
That was the initial deal. Patriots declined that. They like, nah. We might be slow. We ain't stupid.
Exactly. It was like, we might want to get rid of him, but we ain't stupid. Yeah, it's not gonna happen.
He's low-key stuck.
Who?
Him.
You think so?
Kind of. Or if he ends up on a team, he ain't gonna be no contender. Mm-hmm. As good as he is.
I know he was talking about in New York, but if they get Jalen Brunson, they ain't
really gonna put you in. Well, I already told you Malcolm Brogdon was the backup option in case Jalen Brunson didn't come.
I can tell you who is gonna be off the base. Miles Turner.
I'm okay with that. I am 100% okay with that.
I can see that. It was Gogo's team.
It's whose team? Goga? Yeah. So out of those players, you probably won't get Bruce Brown. You can't afford him. Be honest.
Yeah, I like him.
Cody Martin's a good pickup.
That's about it. They're not getting Gordon because they're not. You have Trey Westbrook, and they won't resign Malik. Resign Malik. If I can sign Cody, that's cool. I'm gonna go back and get Melo.
You gotta get back Melo.
I don't know if we're gonna be able to get Dwight back.
You don't want my money?
That, and I think he might. I mean, I know he's close with Mike Brown. I don't know if you are. To keep going back to the Lakers.
Look at how small your roster is. The players are actually under contract.
Right.
You only have a full 12-man roster.
Exactly.
As of right now. You got Russ, LeBron, AD. Somebody please get THT. Kendrick Nunn was in a trade offer. I think Kendrick Nunn was in the Pacer deal.
Yeah, exactly. That's why they declined. They said, who? And who else?
And he's on a team mid-level exception.
Horton Tucker.
No, Kendrick Nunn.
Oh, absolutely he is. Thanks to AD, he's stuck on the team.
Because AD?
Thanks to AD bringing him up, talking about, what did he say about Kendrick? He said, if we had a healthy Kendrick, if we all wouldn't help Kendrick Nunn. What? You bring Kendrick Nunn in this conversation?
We're not talking about that, man.
Did he even play?
No. But look at all the cap holes y'all got. That's your problem right there. You got Jared Dudley still on.
Coach Jared.
Deion Waiters is still on.
I mean, for that
DJ Augustine, Carmelo. These are pending free agents. Huh?
Yeah, they are.
So, Kent Bazemore, Wayne Ellington, Dwight Howard, Malik Monk, Avery Bradley, Mike McClung, Kostas Antetokounmpo.
We're going to let Bradley go. They got
Mason Jones.
We're going to let Esther Miller.
Incomplete roster charge, 4 spots. What in the world is this?
Right.
Sheesh. Then you got these exceptions right here. Rondo and Marc Gasol.
They still dealing with Marc Gasol.
That's a trade exception. You still.
Yeah, I'm saying they still dealing with stuff from Marc Gasol.
Yeah. Well, think about it. Look how long that contract that Luol Deng had that y'all just got off the books like last year.
Right.
It was on the deal. That deal was extensive.
Jesus Christ, man.
I think Kobe was still playing when he got that deal.
What's talking about, right?
I mean, he think Kobe retired yet. So, yeah. I don't see how y'all do it, man. I don't see how you do it.
That's on there, Melo. Melo and Monk are the only ones I'm willing
to. So, this week, just transaction, just so y'all know, you guys got the you guys got Max Christie out of the draft.
Yeah.
Second round, number 35 overall. The day before the draft, Kendrick Nunn signed his player option, 5.25 for next year. So, is that a 1 year?
Absolutely. No,
okay.
None past no 1 year.
And then, of course, just this morning, Russell Westbrook exercised his 47.1 player option.
Here, man. We out here building for the future, man, with Scottie Pippen and Sharif out here.
I hear you, man. I hear you.
We out here got built for the future, man. We hoping that we could get at least Scottie on the team.
You should be able to.
I think if he balls out in summer league, they're going to put him up too.
Summer League going to be worth watching this year. I wish I could have went to Vegas to watch it.
I think Sharif needs a couple of years.
Probably because he hasn't played. We gotta get him in shape for it. We gotta make sure keep him in basketball shape.
It sure is harsh, right?
Yeah, exactly. Put him in some. Well, they're gonna be cautious because of what that is.
Yeah.
Because Shaq was behind most of him not even going back to school. He was like, I'm going to work you out, get you right out here in L.A.
No, he told Sharif he wanted him to go. Are you talking about Pippen or are you talking about?
No, Sharif. Yeah, Shaq. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, Shaq told me he didn't want
to. Sharif said that Shaq wanted him to stay in school.
Oh, did he? I thought after.
Shaq probably said it after, but Sharif made his own decision to enter the draft. That wasn't Shaq's move. Shaq actually wanted him to stay in school another year.
Oh, I didn't know.
The report came out right before the draft. He might have been the day of. He had told Sharif, you know, I want to finish school, do another year.
I want to graduate.
And do another year just to prove himself.
Yeah.
To get an actual better shot at the draft. I think Shaq already knew he was going drafted.
Yeah. So that's why they took him out the draft. Mm-hmm. That's what it was. Shaq took him out the draft so he could just work him out.
Because he knew he wasn't going to get drafted.
Yeah.
And then we'll
look that's better. What Shaq said. He said it was my decision for him not to go to be in the draft.
Yeah.
Just have him work out and I'm putting him out here with me in LA. And I got connections to the Lakers, obviously. So
still
just work out the Lakers facility.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I think Sky ain't the draft. And because team. Because they don't suck. But he averaged 20 on the team that was terrible.
So, go from there, man. Don't look funny.
Instagram, tone_fresh08.
You can find me Tasso on all social media platforms. This is another episode of GTA Heat Check, all season edition. Make sure you follow all of us on social media platforms, GTA Sports Network, GTA Heat Check. It's GTA Sports on the YouTube. Like, comment, subscribe. It's Tasso on 2020. Until next time. Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in to Heat Check with Ty Slatter and Antonio Turner. Follow GTA Sports Network on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, GTA Sports Network. You can follow GTA Heat Check on Twitter and Instagram. And check out GTASportsNet.com for all things basketball.